winners, there shall be no salvation. And on you all shall abide.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording. Produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland. One of my mentors on the piano. My dad, singing in all of the arenas across the country, in small churches and city auditoriums. God, he said, the Great Commission, go in to the world and preach my gospel. Bible, hold on, God gonna give you
what you need, he's going to give it to you how you need it. Now, I prophesied to 21:17. I told you your mother got a door open up for you. And I prophesied to 41:19. Your mother said for you to come out of whatever you're in, so leave it alone. It ain't going to work. And then I prophesied to 40:19. And with 40:19, I prophesied to them. And I'm going back over to what the ancestors said, I say, that for you to move up to the next level, and you and your sister is all you got, y'all stay together and agree on some things, but you're going to be blessed. Well, she definitely said to 41:19, it's time for you, if you want to have something, this is what she said, for you to come out of that. I don't care how it seems, you've been there too long, ain't nothing going to happen, but you will get down and you'll get sick and won't have no help. That's what she said. I said. I'm going to detail personal with you. Ralph, I want to tell you, George came to me, Ralph, and George told me to tell you that you need to get with his sister, which is your auntie, and see about the land and the property, and this down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Take it for the people, take it. I say. I'm going to give you that. But tonight is Bible class night, and I want to share a scripture with you. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought the dragon and kicked him out. 200 angels fell to the ground, to the earth. And the evil that we've seen, the evil, the flood, the storm, this is some of the stuff that when Enoch got ready to go, he didn't die. He just went on with God. And God took him up. And God talked to him. And I want to talk about the book of Enoch tonight. So get your pens and paper. Revelation 12 and 7, Psalms 119. I want to give you something. It might be dark in your life. I want to say, hold on. And I got the Chicago mass cry here. I may have them the same, hold on. But I want to say this to you down here in New Orleans, down in Yazoo City, Mississippi, and those that I talk to in Arkansas. I just want you to get ready. Psalms 129. This is Bible class night. And I want to motivate you, stimulate you. Now, if you got a need, you plan to see, I'm doing all my private consultation from the phone. Call me, I'll give you private consultation, tell you what you need. Go to my website, the Seed Abraham's website, and I will give you what you need. I'm doing all this month. We're getting ready for 4th of July. We're getting ready for the new holiday, the holiday where, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow night. But I want the word. Let me pray right now. Father God, the God of Abraham, God, we want you to speak through me, through the prophets. Give somebody a knowledge that they can go to the next level. Move all evil, all sin. Bless us, Ashe. Let our the blood is at the altar. And I'm praying for those in Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo is the Indian. New York means something new. Buffalo, New York. New York, that means something new. Buffalo, this is where the man come and kill to wake us up. And this is what happened down in Texas. Those babies was killed with that rifle, that RA-15 rifle that will tear your hand off, tear your head off. And tell me Congress, somebody, they come up with a bill to stop suicide. They need to come up with a bill to stop selling those assault rifles that you use in war. What they doing on the streets of Dallas, Houston, on the streets of Chicago, streets of Minnesota, streets of Alabama and Mississippi. It don't need to be there. And those assault weapons, those are guns you're putting you in war. And we're not in war in America, but because of greed that they're doing that. And I just want to say that make sure you put on your And I want you to pray for this, and I want you to call your congressman, your mayor, to send a letter to Washington. We want the assault rifles, machine guns, we want them banned. We want them not to make no more of them. That's what we want. I want you to get ready tonight. And I want to say to you, hold on. Hold on, things gonna come. Lisa, I'm praying for you and Joe. Lisa, call me after the show. I just want you to hold on. And I want to prophesy this, Lisa. Everything that you're doing is going to come out all right. I put a light up, and that light let me know things going to be all right. And I want to tell you that things are working for you, Pat. Just whatever you're going through right now. Somebody been sick, and I want to move that stomach problem, that stomach that problem in their back. I'm praying much for you, Hope, which if you give over to God, and I want to tell you to hold on and don't give up. Whatever you need, God will give you what you want. Get your Bible. Write down there, God will. I'm Mother Frances, thank you for the call. And it's going to be all right. Every letter, every telephone call. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you. Your mother told me to tell you all is well and told me to tell Pearl it's time for her to get out of her comfort zone. And what that means for her to travel a little bit more. Get up and don't wait for just to go to the store. Call you and say, let's go out to the mall and just look. You ain't got to buy nothing. But, you know, see, you're old as you think. If you think you're old, you got to say, I'm young. I'm anointed by God. Hold on. And I don't want you to give up on nothing. I want to pray for you, Brother Roger. I'm praying for that kidney for you. I'm going to tell you, God, I got a revelation now. God said he's going to heal somebody. The doctors have said, well, ain't nothing we can do. That's when God can step in, when ain't nothing man can do. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, right now, touch that woman, touch that man. Somebody need a healer. Somebody need a financial blessing. Somebody ain't got no gas for their car. They ain't got to put the lights on. But Father God, touch you right now. Bless those that are graduating. Bless those that are trying to make it to the next level. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. And we ask you on this Wednesday night to look up. Touch us body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to tell you, hold on. Maxine, God bless you. Those that lost loved ones, have no sorrow on earth, that heaven cannot heal. Church, just hold on. Write down that the bishop, I'm going to hold on to God's word.
Thank you. Rock
reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth for ever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year for ever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him. And their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained.
This is the book of Enoch. And God brought Enoch and showed him the wonders of the world, and all the how the sun rises and sets, how the stars move around, how God never fails. The curse is on man, not on God. If you're obedient to God, God will lift you to the next level. So I want to tell you tonight, as we go into the book of Enoch, we're going into the book of truth and justice and the spirit world. I told you that when you're spiritual, God learned you some things. And this is the book of Enoch.
In like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments.
This book, they wouldn't even put in the King James Version. This book came from Africa.
Ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. Oh, ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace.
You got to be a very spiritual man or woman, and very into your word to understand what God showed you not.
The years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation, and on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness, pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace, all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom.
I need smart solutions to get the most out of every day. So I switched to Swash laundry detergent with the precision pour cap. Just flip, squeeze, and Swash drops automatically, pouring only what you need. Swash, the smart way to wash.
Did you know?
They decorate over 210,000 cakes a year.
Did you know?
Their butcher will cut your meat your way.
Did you know?
They have trained floral designers in store.
Chapter 6. And it came to pass that the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjazah, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed,
and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they'd sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And the names of their leaders, Semiazaz, their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijal, Asael, Amaros, Baterel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, John Jael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the arts of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Semjazah taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijal taught astrology, Kokabel the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Arachiel the signs of the earth, Shamsiel the signs of the sun, and Sariel the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much.
Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and all the archangels seeing the corruption 200 fallen angels have did. Go to Exodus 23 and 20. And when you go there, you see where God comes in. These angels, 200 angels was kicked out of heaven. So as we get ready to go in that, then I told you to read your Bible. I want you to keep reading. Now, what I'm trying to get you to see tonight corrupted the earth because they did what God told them not to do. They had sex with humans. These were angels, fallen angels, because they have defied God, and God got to judge them.
Blood being shed upon the earth and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, The earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, Bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory, standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Samjazar, to whom thou hast given authority, to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying, and make their suit to the gates of heaven. And their lamentations have ascended, and cannot cease, because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these.
If this were a watch, it'd be engraved with the initials of your great-grandfather.
The angel was bringing forth the truth.
Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, Go to Noah, and tell him in my name, Hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, Bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed, and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, Proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, Go, bind Samjazar and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is for ever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world and throughout all the generations of men. Dream vision of Enoch, his intercession for Azazel and the fallen angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12.
Trying to find local health services.
Chapter 12.
Like hospitals, home
they
health
were,
care, nursing
what they
homes,
were doing. And chapter 12.
Enoch was hidden. And no one of the children.
Chapter 12. Enoch telling the what the faith of the angels. The angels have what they have did. God is punishing them different because they are children of God. They are angels and they failed to do what God told them to do.
Men knew where he was hidden and where he abode and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages. And lo, the watchers called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction on the earth, and ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall ye not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. And I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually and in regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which is between Lebanon and Senesah, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. Bonds of the earth, the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword. And your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And a vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me. And the course of the stars and the lightnings sped and hastened me. And the winds in the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upward and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals and surrounded by tongues of fire. And it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals. And the walls of the house were like tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling part of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. The flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire.
See, now he's telling what's going on, what's happening. A pair of music.
Extent that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. and its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings and a part of the stars, and its ceiling also was flaming fire, and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon. And his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and behold his face by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night, nor depart from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called me with his own mouth, and said to me, Come hither, Enoch, and hear my word. And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me, and made me rise up and approach the door. And I bowed my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them, You should intercede for men, and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants of your sons? And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal light, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them, and beget children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants, who are produced from the spirits and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. Spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men, and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, the great judgment, in which the age shall be consummated over the watchers and the godless, yea, shall be wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who sent thee to intercede for them, who have been aforetime in heaven, say to them who have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these in the hardness of your hearts you've made known to the women, and through these mysteries women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. The first journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows, and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings, me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers, and came to the great river, and to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place where all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. Chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. And I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains like magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire, and I saw a flaming fire. And beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth, where the heavens were completed. And I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure alike towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond that abyss I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw their seven stars like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed time. And he was wroth with them, and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. Chapter 19. And Uriel said to me, "Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind, and shall lead them into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. And I, Enoch, alone saw the vision, the ends of all things, and no man shall see as I have seen. Chapter 20. And these are the names of the holy angels who watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels, who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels, who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels, who takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Michael, one of the holy angels, to wit, he that is set over the best part of mankind and over chaos. Zerachael, one of the holy angels, who is set over the spirits who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy angels, who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Remiel, one of the holy angels, whom God set over those who rise. Preliminary and final place of punishment of the fallen angels. Stars. Chapter 21. And I proceeded to where things were chaotic, and I saw there something horrible. I saw neither heaven above, nor a firmly founded earth, but a place chaotic and horrible. And there I saw seven stars of the heaven bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. Then I said, for what sin are they bound, and on what account have they been cast in hither? Then said Uriel,